halacha that as long as you put the flour in the meichel to make the flour soyed halev to make it filling, even though you could purpose to eat almonds, still you make a barumni mezainis on it. Trashi, come. Oh, yes. That's one halacha. Kol sheyesh bo. Anytime you have the flour in the meichel, that the flour makes it a filling. V'yashmina. And if I were here, kol sheyesh bo. Is this halacha? As long as you have chamesh aminim in it, have a mina kol sheyesh bo chamesh aminim in. If you have from the five mina grains, then you make a burning mezainis. Avol oires v'doichin. If you have rice, oires we hold is called rice, and doichin is milk. Is light, I would think then you don't make a burning mezainis. Why? Mishum daide tarubas. Only because it's in a mixture. Like if you have rice and almonds together, then you don't make a burning mezainis. Because it's daide tarubas. Avalisa biena. But if you're going to have rice by itself, neymar filu oiriz vadeichin anim avarchin ala burning mezainis, I would think even on rice and milk, you should also make a burning mezainis. Kamash malon. This is Rav and Shmuel's halacha. We'll soon see we don't pass like this. But Rav and Shmuel says, Kamash Mulan, Kol Shehu, Mechamesha Saminim, Hudu Mavorchen Ola Burning Mezainis. Rav and Shmuel says, the only time you make a burning mezainis, if it's one of these five mini grains, it has to be either wheat or barley or spelt or rye oats. La Fuki Oriz Vadechen, Mashen Kane, rice and milk, since it's not from the Chamesh Saminim Dogim, Half Rav and Shmuel, the Afilu Isa Biena, even if you're eating rice by itself, Loy Mavorchen Burning Mezainis. Still, you don't make a burning mezainis. That's Rav and Shmuel's halacha. That's his two halachas. Kol shehu, it has to be from these five and nothing else. And kol sheyesh boy, even if you have these five, you have wheat flour mixed into other food, mixed into potatoes, and you put the flour in the amanas to be soyed halev to make it filling, then you have to make a burning mezainis. That's his two halachas. Sedrash yitav komashmu on kol shehu. The af agav de kule mechad mina, even though it's all from one type of a grain, binat lehevi mechameshes aminim. What do you make burning mezainis? Only from these five type of grains. V'loi, but if it's not from these five, it's rice or milk, loy mevarchin lai burning mezainis. Oriz, so Rashi learns like kid. Rashi learns oriz is millet. Doichin is pans, that's rice. That's Rashi. Tosis says v'ked. Third Tosis. Rashi pirush oriz mil. V'yesh meforsh, that's where we hold rice. That oriz is called rice. Olai pirush, yesh tefarvash de doichin haino mil. Then doichin means miller. We'll soon see it's a nafkamina, because we soon pass in that oiriz, you do make a barumini mezainis. If you eat cooked rice, you make a barumini mezainis. So it's a nafkamina what the oiriz is. So the halach, it's brought down, the Mishnah Berurah, it's being down from the Maaser Rav, the Gerorah, is machriya, that we hold oiriz is called rice. So if you eat rice, we'll soon see you do make a barumini mezainis. But millet, you only make a barumini adama. Freti Gemara, the oiriz lay mevorachin a barumini mezainis, is that true, like Rav and Shmuel, that if you eat rice, you do not make a burning mezainis, but Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Hey, vilafon of pas oriz, somebody brought in front of you a bread made out of wheat, made out of flour from rice. Hey, made rice flour, and he made bread out of it. Or pas doichin, or else he made bread made out of millet, the flour of millet, is nevorach all of tchila v'seif. You have to make a bracha before you start eating it, and you have to make a bracha after it. So far it's not shver, doesn't say which bracha you have to make. But the Braisa says, Kemaisa Kedera. It says that this pas of Oiriz and Doichin has the same halacha like a Maisa Kedera. A Maisa Kedera usually means we had before a type of a cereal made out of the Chamesha Saminim, like a farina made out of the wheat. The Gabi Maisa Kedera, and by a type of cereal made from wheat, Tanya, we learned before, Betchila Mevorachol Abarim Yezoinis, on cereal made from wheat, you make a Barim Yezoinis. And after you finish, you ate a kezayis of it. You make an alamichia. So here you see enough in the bright so that rice and millet, oriz, v'deichin, has the same halach like a maisa kadera. So it's a kashan Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel says, you don't make a burning mezainis. Here it's a mashm you do. And for the Gemara, the drashi, k'maisa kadera, bracha shemavorchin a maisa kadera. The same bracha you make on rice is the same bracha like maisa kadera, shachameshes aminim. A cereal from these five minim. And what's the loch of the mechamesh aminim? Bracha achas main gimel, hit before you make a burning mezainis, and afterwards you make it as rach b'shloi perkin, before shlo ala michia. The end of the perk will say that's an ala michia we make. So here it's a kashan, Rabin Shmuel. And the Gemara, no, the braisa means, kemaisa kadera, it's like it's true. If you eat a bread made out of rice, it has a locha like a Maitse Gedera, but like a Maitse Gedera. It's not mamish like a Maitse Gedera. A Maitse Gedera has a little bit shaykhah to a Maitse Gedera, to Mavorch and Olav, Tchila V'Seif. You have to make a bracha at the beginning and at the end. You have to make a bracha when you start and when you finish. It's not mamish like a Maitse Gedera. Dilu b'Maitse Gedera, because by cereal that's made out of the Chamesh Saminim from wheat, Tchila B'Rini Mezoynes, Ulev Seif, Brachachas Men Gimel. If you eat mamish a cereal from wheat or barley, you make a burning mezoinis, and when you finish, you make an alamichia. Mashenkin vilu hocha, mashenkin here by this bread, made out of rice or made out of millet, is betchilim a barachol of shakuni of dvaroi. All you make a barach is a shakul. Why a shakul? Because the rice, fish time, if you eat it whole, you make a barach priyadama, it looks like a priyadama. Mashenkin, once you chopped it up, made it into flour, it lost its surah of rice. So Mela, now you only make a shakel. There's anything that was chopped up and you can't tell what it came from, you make a shakel now. So I hope that's all you make, just a shakel even borrowing. Ulip Saif, and when you finish eating this bread made out of rice, according to Rav and Shmuel, burn the fush, Rabbi Svechasrena, no komash, borrow. That's all you have to make is a burn the fushes. So Mela, that's the way Rav and Shmuel will learn this braisa. As Rav and Shmuel that hold, that on wheat, that on rice, and if doich oriz v'doichin, you do not make a burning in the zaynais. So that the Brisa says, Oriz v'doichin, it is k'maisa k'deiro, it just means you make a bracha at the beginning at the end. But what bracha? Rabbi Shmuel said it's only a shakol and it's only a burn of pushes. Not more. Why should you make a burn of pushes? It's not, we'll see later in the Gemara, not everything needs a burn of pushes. There's a lot of shittas in the Gemara when you have to make a burn of pushes. We lamite to make a burn of pushes on anything. But in the Gemara, there are a lot of different cheats, exactly what food you have to say. So it's a chiddush say you have to say a burn of pushes on it. That's a chiddush. So it's not to say not. We'll see later on which food you have to say. It's a big cheat. A lot of different manyam in the Gemara. From the Maisa, we make it on anything. Right. For the Gemara, so it's true. The oyer is lav maisa gedera. Is it true? And how can you say that rice is not called the maisa gedera, meaning you don't make a burning mezoinah? So, v'otan, you have a kasha from another braisa. Eilu hein maisa gedera. The Brice is explaining what's called like a cereal that you would have to make a burning mezoinis. What's called a maisa gedera, type of cereal made from wheat. Chilka. Chilka, Rashi says, Rashi, Eilu hein maisa gedera, Rashi lin yibrocha, that you make a burning mezoinis on it. Chilka tag yazaros liasma forest of my cotton. Yechilka's Rashi chiti, that's wheat. The metabri, the asbertisa, you chopped it up in a chapel. Chad latarti, you chopped it up into two. You took the wheat and you chopped it in here. And now you cook this wheat, you make a burning mezoinis. That's called a cereal. That's called chilka. Targis, what's targis? Rashi's targis, that's chad latlat. He chopped up the wheat into three parts. Seles, you mamish made into flour. Zoris, that's Rashi chad liarba. You chopped up the wheat into four parts. And then you cook this wheat, so that's a cereal, you make a burning mezoinis. The arson, Rashi chad lachomish. You chopped up the wheat into five pieces. The iris, so the rice, the chlor, and rice. If you eat cooked rice, is the locha has a din of maisa gedera. And on maisa gedera, we make a burning mezoinis. So it's a kasha klor on Rav and Shmuel. He is enough of the brisa. So oiriz is called the mina gedera. And for the Gemara, homani Rabbi Yechon and Benuri. I say this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yechon and Benuri. We know there's such a man, Liyom and Tanya. Rabbi Yechon and Benuri yoyma. Oiriz, his shita is, oiriz, right, is mamish min doginu. We don't hold like him either. But he holds oiriz is mamish like wheat. Has the same halacha like wheat, rice. Melo v'chayoven achimutze koros. If somebody eats rice on Pesach, according to Yechon ben Uri, you chayev koros. Because he holds rice is mamish like chamesh saminim. V'yodim yoitze bo yedei chavos v'pesach. Who would then if you make matzah out of rice, according to Yechon ben Uri, you makayim mitzvos matzah. If he holds rice is good. Abu Rabbonim loy, but Rabbonim dinzach on Yechon ben Uri, and they held no, that the rice sabat is only from the heiminim. You can either be oiva for chometz or be yaitza for matzah. But oiviz is not. So the Chori means to say that Rav and Shmuel hold that to Rabbonin. According to Rabbonin, oiviz, this rice is not a mina mezoinis. You don't make a burning mezoinis. For the Gemara of Rabbonin loy, is that true if Rabbonin hold? You did not make a burning mezoinis. On rice, v'yatanya, another rice, hakois es esachita. Somebody takes raw wheat and chews it, and levorach ala bar priyadam. Rice says wheat is edible. You take it, you can eat it. If you eat raw wheat, you chew it, you make a bar of priyadama. Tochno, let's say you chopped it up, you made it into flour. Ofa, you baked it. Or bishlo, it's a chiddush. Ofa means first you baked it, you made bread. And then you took this piece of bread and you cooked it. Ubishla, you cook the bread, so it's gedorim now. Bizman shaprusa kayemes, if the prusa is still kayem, we'll see later on the bay is exactly what this means. Poshta means it is still a kezayis. If you have a whole piece of bread, that's still a seer of a kezayis, and even though you put it into a pot and cooked it up now, still, v'tchilim avarachol av ha-moitzi lechem inoritz, as long as the bread is still the sheer of a kezayis, you have to make a moitzi, v'lusay b'varachol ha-gimel brachos. At the end, you have to bench on it. In ein ha-prusas kayemis, let's say you took a piece of bread less than a kezayis, and now you cooked it in water, is v'tchilim avarachol av-barim ni-mezoynis. If you cook a piece of bread less than a kezayis, it becomes now a-barim ni-mezoynis. A little bit shaykh is negative if you make French toast. French toast is a shayla if that's called bishul or not. So if you take a small piece of bread, less than a kezayis, and make French toast out of it, it'll be a question what bracha to make. Maybe you'd have to only make a burning mezonis on it. But usually our French toast has a kezayis. A piece of bread, a piece of challah has a kezayis. So if it still has a kezayis on it, it still retains its brachas, moitzi, and benching. But if it's less than a kezayis, ain't prusa kayemis. Then mitchil you make a burning mezaynis, or the b'seim abaruch olayha bracha achas mi'en gimel. At the end, you only have to make an alamichya. And since you cooked the bread, the piece that's less than the kezayis, it loses its chashivas of bread, and it becomes like cake. You make a mezaynis and alamichya. That's by wheat. Now, Brisa says, HaKoysa says, Oiriz, let's say somebody chews up. This rice is mevaruch olav barer pri adam. Rice you make a barer pri adam. Tochnoy. You made wheat, you made flour out of it. Ofo, you baked it, you made a bread out of it. Obishloi, and then you went ahead and cooked this rice bread. Is afal pi shaprusas kayemes, even though there's a kevayis here of the bread, betchila at the beginning mevorech olav berim nimezoinis. You make a berim nimezoinis on this rice bread. So this is the kash and rav and shmuel. You see claw that on rice bread you make a berim nimezoinis, not a shakel. Ulipsoi, and when after you finish eating this rice bread that was cooked, mevorach olav bracha achas mein sholosh, you only make an alamichya. Is the churamani, who does this brisa go like? Ilay Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, if this brisa says by oiris that was cooked, you only make a bermini mezoinis, it goes upon Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, for the Gemara di Omar oiris min dogin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that rice is mamish the same halacha like wheat, or bezoi hamoitzi lechem min oritz. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, his shittur is oiris, rice is mamish just like wheat. He holds you can be eitz matz on Pesach with it. So if you made a bread out of rice, you make a mitzi. Now if you cook this piece of bread, if it has a kezayis, it should also be a mitzi according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So how does this rice say you only make a burning mizaynis? Elo lav rabbonim. Hello, my avad. This rice has to go according to the rabbonim. So you see, even according to the rabbonim, if you eat rice, you make a burning mizaynis. Or to Yufta, the Rav and Shmuel to Yufta. It's not Kishlag and Rav and Shmuel, and that's the way we pass him, that if you eat cooked rice, that's cooked well, that the rice on this Dabku Zel is there, that's cooked, good cooking, then you make a Baron Mezainus on rice. But that's only for the Bracha Rishayna. For the Bracha Achrayna is only the Baron of Oshis. His rice is the middle of Dura. As we hold rice, is not like the Chameshis Amina Mamish. Like a Vadi, you can't be Yaisa Matzah and Pesach from rice. Just that rice is Mason, fills you up. Therefore, you make a burning mezainis on it. But at the end, you only make a burning of oshes, like we'll soon slay the maskona, the verse of Chloe says. But this is up Kishlag and Mabin Shmuel. Rice has its halacha. But the Gemara only says it by Uri. About the doichin, you still only make a shakel on doichin. So that's why it's very nageya what it is. That's why he says, if you up to the Rabbi Shmuel, by Uri, we only shlug them up by rice. Avala doichin, milt. It's not a kasha to Rabbi Shmuel. So Tayyus holds by milk, you would only make a shakel, you would not make a burning mezainis. So Mel is very nageya, what is rice, what is zeres, and what is doichin. But that's what the Gruah says. Allah, we hold that oiriz is called rice, and doichin is called milk. Therefore, on cooked rice, we make a burning mezainis, afterwards, a burning foshas, but shaken by millet, you only make a shakel. Right. Omamar. Somebody chews wheat. But the more about Tanya, another writer says, you don't make stam a pri adam, you make a new bracha. Different type of zroyim. The more like Kasha. Or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbonin. Just like we have in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda shitzes, you have to make special brachas on every type of zroyim and urokas. It's not, we learned in the Mishnah. Well, how urokas say in the bur pri adam. That's the Rabbonin hold. Rabbi Yehuda, why not? Bori mina dishoyim. If you don't know, on this type of vegetable, you make Bermin and the Shoyim. On kidneys, you make Bermin and Zeroyim. So according to Yehuda, he has special brachas. But Allah, we hold that the Tanakhama, we always only make a Baruch Yadam. Omamar, HaKoyseh Sesolus. If somebody chews rice, Mevorach Allah Baruch Yadam. You chew the raw rice before it's cooked, you only make a Baruch Yadam. Tochnoi, let's say you made flour out of it, Ofoi, and you baked it, Ubishloi, and now you went and cooked up this rice, is Afa Pish Shafrusus Kayemis, even if you have a big piece of this rice bread, in the beginning you make a burning mezonis, and at the end, that's what the first bris says. We'll soon see we don't pass like this. But they hold even by rice, you also make an alamichya when you finish eating rice. For the Gemara Kasha Vatanya, learned another bris, that when you finish eating rice, cooked rice or rice bread here, you make only a burning. Leiklum means only a burning portion. Leiklum just means you don't make an alamichya. You don't have to make a special like Aleitz for Paris Alamichia. Like we hold anything eat, it's not from the Shiva Saminim. If you eat a Kazayas of it at the end, you have to make a Burin of Hoshis. So it just means if you eat this rice, Vulei Klum just means you don't have to make an Alamichia, you just make a Burin of Hoshis. So, Kurt Sestira, what bracha do you make after you get finished eating the rice? There's no stira. Horab Gamliel Horabon. I'll tell you two different shittas. The one that says you make main sholosh, you make an alamichi, goes according to Gamliel Shita. And the bris that says, only a burn of fashas, like we hold, when you get finished eating rice, you only make a burn of fashas, that goes according to Rabon. What's the machlokes of Gamliel and Rabonin? Titania. Zeha klal. Kol shumi shiva saminin. Any type of a shiva saminin. Chidish Rab Gamliel Laime sholosh brochas. You have to bench. If you eat olives, or you eat grapes, or you eat dates, figs, you have to bench your control on Gamliel. That's the Shita. And the post says, Mechata Bezavot of Rachtam, and the post before that says, the Zayin HaShivas Aminim, he holds all Shivas Aminim, you have to bench. So, Rechomim Moimrim, no, Rechosachas Mein Sholosh. On regular Shivas Aminim, we just make either an Alamichia, or else we make Alayis, we'll create. We just make one Brocha. We don't have to bench on it. So, the Mora Maisa, Rechomim Gamliel, Vyas Kainim, Shoyim Suvim, Baaliyah Birichoy. They were eating on the attic in our Yericha, they were eating. They brought in front of them dates to eat. Adrashi Kosevis Hain Tomorrow, that's dates. And this type of dates, Vahim Dvash, Homa Bishiva Saminim, Shadvash Zav Matsvorum. When we say Eretz Zavas Cholov Dvash, the Dvash here doesn't mean the honey itself, it means the dates. Now from the dates come out the honey. Adrashi, they gave dates to eat. That's the Dvash the Torah means. The Yoklu, everybody had a nice piece of dates. Yesterday, God finished eating just the dates. But also the Gamliel reshus of Akiva Levorach. So the Gamliel let your Akiva to bench, because according to the Gamliel, if you eat the Shiva Saminim, you have to bench. So he gave reshus to the Akiva. You go bench. Be nice, everybody were benching. Kofatz, what did the Akiva do? He jumped, Obarach, and he benched. Then Obarach of Akiva broke Achas Min Sholish. All he made is just a light spell, three eighths. He got finished eating dates like we do. He only made an ice spell pre eights. Omer al Gamliel, I'm going to leave it told back to him. Akiva, ad mosay at the machnes roishcha ben amachlekis. What's that that you put in your head between the machlekis? You know, my shit is you have to bench. And I gave you a shus. I thought you're going to bench for everybody. How come you're going to make an eights? Omer lake. So Akiva answered back. Omer le Rabbeinu. So back to Rabbi al Gamliel. Afapi shatel mekay. Even though you say you have to bench. Three brachas. Lechavercho emim. And the rabbanon say, about Chacham Oimrim came, and the Chacham say, no, you only have to make an Aleitz for Priyates. The Maraton of Rabbeinu, you yourself taught me. Yochid v'Rabim, that there's a Machlokes one, can I get a Rabim? Halacha k'Rabim. So now it's a Machlokes, you Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, what bracha do you make on the Shiva Saminim if he dates or things of pomegranates? I should hold that to Chachamim. You only make an Aleitz for Priyates. So Oma, that's what I'm keeping to that. Oma Mishmoy. Rabbi Yehuda Tamar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda said over Drashi Mishmoy Mitzvah Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Rabbi Gamliel, that Kol Shum is Shiva Saminim. Anything from the Shiva Saminim, dates, figs, pomegranates, for Loi Min Dogen, like these things, is not from the wheat and the barley, because that's also part of the Shiva Saminim. It means the five fruits, the green.